The man who's going to help try it out, make our days a little bit sunny, is Ricky O'Donnell, who joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is from SB Nation, and he is their college basketball editor slash reporter slash all-knowing guru. So, Ricky, welcome to the program, man.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. All right, so the Cavs are currently drafting at 5. Can we pretty much assume it's going to go Zion, Ja Morant, RJ Barrett, and then question mark?
Yeah, I think so. I wrote right after the lottery went down that the Lakers hold the keys to this draft. I think obviously their top intention is going to be to trade the pick, most likely in a package for Anthony Davis. If that can't happen, you know, there is a scenario where the Lakers could stand at 4, whoever they take, be it Darius Garland, Jarrett Culver, DeAndre Hunter, that will obviously directly impact what the Cavs have in front of them. So I think, you know, 4 is where the intrigue really starts in this draft.
All right, so I need to pick your brain on this because the Darius Garland hype train has been out of control. We only have a 7-game sample size of this kid. What do we need to know about Darius Garland?
Yeah, Darius Garland's main intrigue starts with his pull-up shooting ability off the dribble. Anytime you have a player in today's NBA with the ability to stretch the defense off his dribble to penetration, I think that does have immense value. To me, the injury was the best thing that ever happened to Darius Garland from the perspective of his stock. While the rest of the freshmen in this class were exposed to a certain extent, I think that, you know, here's Garland now shooting up draft boards potentially into the top 5 because we haven't seen a lot of his warts on display. I think that his playmaking ability remains a big question. He finished his brief college career with more turnovers than assists. I think obviously he's going to be on the smaller end of NBA point guards and on the least athletic. He's not someone who's going to dunk over you. He's not someone who's going to blow you away with his incredible speed or athleticism. What Darius Garland is a really good three-point shooter, especially off the dribble, someone who's could be a great playmaker. It's too soon to tell. In a draft that's devoid of point guards and doesn't have a whole ton of shooters, I think that you can see Garland's appeal, but to me, he is a risky pick, certainly in the top 5.
It's kind of what I keep getting because, I mean, it's so funny how this works, Ricky, where it's like this small sample size for some of these guys just ends up benefiting them because they have these great games and then, you know, just kind of fall off. But everybody could focus on these great games. And you know, Darius Garland at Vanderbilt had those moments that he could pull up from all over. And he had people saying the Steph word for a little while when comparing him to people. And it's amazing how this guy now, you know, there's talk of what was it? He left the combine early because he thought the Lakers were going to pick him.
Yeah, now I did see him as a recruit as well. He was a 5-star point guard entering, his freshman year at Vanderbilt. He could have gone to Kansas or Kentucky or anywhere. He chose to stay home. He's a Nashville kid, played for Vanderbilt. So the NBA has known about him for a while. It's not like they just saw these, 7 games at Vanderbilt and that's all they had. He does have a track record as a high school player, as a prep player, playing with USA Basketball, playing at the Nike Hoop Summit, to sort of, you know, piece together his reputation. But to me, I mean, the Curry comparison is just totally ridiculous. I would look like someone for him, like DJ Augustine, who's had a long career. He was a top 10 pick 10 years ago. I think if you're taking, you know, DJ Augustine at number 4 overall, you're disappointed. But maybe that's more of a floor comparison. I think that, you know, their size is similar. The pull-up shooting ability is similar. For Garland, his ultimate value will be determined, in my opinion, by just how brilliant of a passer he is. I think that's the biggest question mark in his game. If he can be like a Trae Young-level passer, we're going to look at a really good point guard in the future. If not, I think people are going to need to temper their expectations a bit.
He is Ricky O'Donnell, college hoops editor and NBA assignment editor. That's a heck of a title. At SB Nation, we're picking his brain all about the draft. All right, so that's Darius Garland. The other one that keeps getting floated for the Cavs is Jarrett Culver from Texas Tech. What do we need to know about Jarrett Culver?
I love Jarrett Culver. To me, he's arguably the best two-way player in this draft. I think he's really smart. What you're looking at with him is a strong and long, high IQ wing who can create his own offense and play great off-the-ball defense. He was a 3-star recruit coming into college, even coming into his sophomore year this past season. He had some first-round buzz, but I don't think anyone expected him to be in this position where he's likely to be a top-10 pick. It's a testament to his own ability to sort of fit into the role Texas Tech needed him this year. Texas Tech basically made him their point guard this season. He was initiating the offense on the vast majority of possessions. He was able to beat people off the dribble. He was able to run a pick and roll. He's really smart off the ball offensively as well as a cutter. Defensively, Texas Tech is the best defense college basketball has seen in the last 20 years. Jarrett Culver was a big part of that. His outside jump shot is definitely a concern, and I think, you know, the more you watch the playoffs, like, how many non-shooters can you really have on the floor? Culver's not exactly a non-shooter, but he's not someone who's going to beat you off the dribble. He's really going to need to work to improve his stroke just to be a good catch-and-shoot guy. But I like Jarrett Culver because he's long, strong, plays both ends of the floor, he's smart. That's a lot of boxes you're checking. I don't know if he has the takeover scoring ability we typically associate with top five picks, but I think that he projects as someone who just helps you win games. Really, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, especially in today's NBA, if you can guard multiple positions, which it looks like Culver can do, I mean, that can only benefit you. Would Culver be able to do that, be able to switch on to a couple fours, maybe, you know, threes later on in the game? Would he be able to have that, you know, that versatility?
Yeah, for sure. And to me, NBA defense in the last couple of years has really become a lot more about how good you are off the ball. Like, I think a prospect like DeAndre Hunter is a superior point of attack defender where, you know, in an isolation situation, Hunter's really good as a defensive player. But for the vast majority of possessions, and especially in the playoffs, defense isn't five individual one-on-one battles. It's team defense. And Culver showed that he's really tremendous team defensive player. He proved it at Texas Tech all year long, and it shows up in all of their efficiency stats. So I think Culver definitely has switchability. He definitely has, you know, the length and strength and the IQ to thrive on both ends. And I think his defense is going to be the end where he can really establish himself early in his career as the rest of his offensive skill set continues to fill out.
See, I'm a DeAndre Hunter fan, and it's interesting that you brought that up because he was the one that I continued to point to because I went, this is a guy, he can guard multiple positions, he's out of Tony Bennett's system, which is clearly a team defense system, and I think if you actually got him in a faster system where he can get up and down the floor a little bit, I think that would work out best with John Beilein and what he's looking to do. Do you see that out of DeAndre Hunter, or am I just dreaming?
No, I mean, I think that's definitely the sales pitch on DeAndre Hunter. I'm not the biggest fan of his, but I could very easily be wrong about this. I mean, just the basis of what you want in a modern NBA wing, it certainly seems like he has 6'7", 230 pounds, super long arms, big hands, broad shoulders. Shooting ability is there. He was, what, a 44% three-point shooter, I think, this season at Virginia. The foundation is there for him to be a really good NBA player. I do wonder about a few different things. The release on a shot is pretty slow, so I wonder, you know, does he have to speed that up? He did not get it off at high volume. He was accurate, but volume is almost as important as accuracy in today's NBA because of how much value the three-point shot has. Defensively, I think he's amazing as a point-of-attack defender. I do wonder, you know, how does he contribute to team defense in a lot of ways? His block rate, his steal rate were low. You could point at the system for depressing that, but his teammate Ty Jerome had a great steal rate. It was twice as high as DeAndre Hunter's, I believe. So I wonder about that. And also, he's just a little bit older, too. He had a great season this year, but he was a nominal junior, redshirt sophomore, third year in college. So he's probably the oldest, I would think, lottery pick in this draft. So Hunter, he could end up being really good, I think. You know, he's definitely a high-floor prospect. You compare him pretty easily to Mikal Bridges, who had a really good freshman, or a really good rookie year for the Suns. I'm not sure if he really has the upside of some of these other players, but, you know, in a draft that doesn't have a ton of star power, maybe it's worth it just trying to hit a double and getting a good NBA role player like DeAndre Hunter can be.
Ricky O'Donnell, SB Nation, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, I have two tough questions. The first one is, you are the general manager of the Cleveland Cavaliers. You are picking at five. Who are you taking? Let's say we just assume that it goes, you know, it kind of goes Zion, Ja Morant, RJ Barrett, and then we'll say Garland at four to the Lakers.
Yeah, I would take Jarrett Culver. Culver, to me, is the second best prospect in the draft. I've had that throughout the college season. You know, in today's NBA, you can't really have any holes in your game. And I think Culver, outside of the jump shot, which is obviously, you know, a really big deal, I just like his two-way ability and the package of skills he brings. I think that he proved this season at Texas Tech that he can generate his own offense off the dribble, create for himself and others. He might not have the takeover scoring ability, but I think Jarrett Culver is the guy in this draft who helps you win basketball games the most, and I'd take him at number five if he's there for the Cavs.
All right, and last question for you. What do Cavs fans need to look forward to John Beilein's system? Because you watch a lot more college ball than I'm sure a lot of people do.
Sure. To me, John Beilein was sort of one of the earliest adopters of the pace and space offense that has matriculated throughout the NBA now. So I think that he's going to get them playing the right way in the way you want to play NBA basketball today. I would expect them to spread the floor with a lot of speed and ball handling. I'd expect a high volume of three-pointers to go up. Obviously, basketball at the end of the day is a sport where the talent is going to determine who wins and loses. But I think that he really can put the right foundational system and foundational culture in place for the Cavs to build on. It's not going to be an overnight rebuild, but you know, starting with this fifth pick, the Cavs will have another opportunity to add a good player, and I think Beilein, for as long as he's there, is really just going to focus on building from the ground up. And to me, it was a really good, smart hire by the Cavs.
He is Ricky O'Donnell. Anything fun planned for the holiday, Ricky?
Not really. Just hanging out.
Nice. Well, there's worse ways to spend it. So, well, enjoy, man. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks. He is Ricky O'Donnell of SB Nation joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can follow him on Twitter so that you can get a hold of everything that he's everything he's looking into. He's a really smart guy, a great read. You can follow him on Twitter at @SBN_Ricky. So he thinks Jared Culver. Jared Culver is his guy. He's the most talented player in the draft, has a lot of different sides. Are a lot of different things. He's smart with the ball. He can work off the dribble. He might not be your primary ball handler or primary scorer down the stretch, but he definitely makes you better. I'm a DeAndre Hunter guy. I like DeAndre Hunter a lot.